Mishenichnas of Mim'atim B'Simcha. As the Mishnah says in Tainis, when the month of Av enters, we minimize our joy. In contradistinction to Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch only brings down the form of Mishenichnas of Mamatim B'Simcha. And of course, it doesn't mean that you walk around depressed during the month of Av, but if, as we know, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, to serve God out of Simcha, but you have to minimize certain joy, certain objective things that Halacha considers Simcha. As we mentioned, the Isser of Basar V'Yayin, the Isser of eating meat and wine, that is prohibited during the 9 days. There are different minhagim. The Yikar HaDin HaGemara, there is no mention of it. So the prevalent minhag Ashkenaz is not to have Basar V'Yayin, meat and wine, for the 9 days until after Tisha B'Av, except for Sudas Mitzvah. And the minhag among the Sfarim, you always have different minhagim. Some say you can eat meat, and some stop Shavuot Shachobo. And others, Sfarim, don't have meat during 9 days, and some have it on Rosh Chodesh, but then they stop afterwards. A different minhagim among the Sfarim as usual, but the straight minhag Ashkenaz is not to have in. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that even though it's only a minhag, he feels very strongly about it. I think his question is that one who eats meat or drinks wine and not b'maka mitzvah is going to be bit by a snake. This is the point showing how important it is to keep minhagim, minhagi Yisrael. So we see that the minhag of not having Basar V'Yayin, we know we're in the time period of the 3 weeks, and now we've moved into the 9 days, and then soon to be Tisha B'Av. And as Rav Soloveitchik explained, they all fit into a certain category. They're not necessarily identical, but they're similar. So the 3 weeks are similar to Yud Beis Chodesh, someone who loses a mother or father. You have the 9 days, that is similar to Shloshim, the 30-day period. And Tisha B'Av, that would be similar to Shiva. So the point is that the Mishenichnas of Mamatim B'Simcha really isn't so much of a din of Avelus, because the halacha is that an Avel really can eat Basar V'Yayin. In fact, our rabbis tell us one of the purposes of wine is to menachem the avel, is to comfort the mourner. And therefore, it's interesting, even though there is a minig among svar that don't eat Basar V'Yayin during Shiva, but they do eat it during the 9 days. So our meaning in Ashkenaz is that it's permissible to have Basar V'Yayin. And in fact, it all depends on, there is something to Avelus in Basar V'Yayin, but you know that Lachy is an Oni and is not permitted to have meat and wine. And that's from the time of death until the burial. That's when you can't have meat and wine. But once you do the burial, you do have meat and wine. So if you hold that the Avelus begins immediately, so we do have that time period between Aninus and Avelus. We do have a time period between of Avelus where you still can't eat wine, and the Mefarshim explained because that there is no Nechama yet. You're still waiting. Not until you bury the body is you have the initial Nechama. So therefore, you don't have the nechama yet until after the body is buried, then you can start drinking wine. So it makes sense during the 9 days that the Nechama hasn't happened. With it, in fact, the time is intensifying. We're going from the 3 weeks to the 9 days. And as the Gemara in Yevamos explains, that's the difference between Aveilus Yishana and Aveilus Chadasha. That Aveilus Chadasha, that's a time of reacting. You lose a loved one, you react right away. It's the most intense in the beginning. Shiva Shloshim Yudbeis Chodesh. However, when it comes to Aveilus Yishana, public mourning, an old mourning from before, that you need to reflect, you need a process, you need the 3 weeks, the 9 days, and Shiva. So that's why our minhag is not to have meat and wine during the 9 days. Say it's for Sudas Mitzvah. We know the minhag is to have a siyam during this time, for those who want. In camps they have it. And the Taz writes, anyone who's normally invited to the meal, it's okay that they could be invited again. But he doesn't think it's appropriate just to make a siyum and just invite people randomly who you normally would not invite. However, the different minhagim on how liberal or how strict you are with having a siyum who you're invited. I know there are some meat restaurants who have someone making a siyum so they can serve meat. So, according to the going to the Taz, some people wouldn't be so happy with it if it's not the normal amount of people that you're inviting. But either way, that's the minhag is not to have bus of a yayin, and Sudas Mitzvah is permitted. So the issue is that we know. Having wine during Kiddush that's on Shabbos or Shabbos, there's no Isra Basav Yayin the whole day. But what about Havdalah? What should one do this coming Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av? There's a minhag not to drink, and a stronger minhag is now at Shua Shecholbo. Of not having wine, and yet we know the halacha of Havdalah is to have wine. Well, normally the halacha is it's a whole discussion in the Rishonim whether we compare the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah, whether they're both biblical or not. But everyone does halacha maisa, we pass in anyway, even if Kiddush is deraisa, even if Havdalah is biblical, according to Rambam. The actual drinking of the wine is only drabbanan, or B, it's a mitzvah which is has tzitzik min haTorah. So the question is, what do you do Havdalah on the Havdalah Shabbos Chazon, Motzoi Shabbos Chazon? So some quote a minhag of giving it to a katan, a minor, but you have to be careful. The postim say, make sure it's not a katan who knows how to be misabo. It shouldn't be someone who knows how to be misabo and mishalayim, because that's part of what the Aveilus is all about here. It's a zeichel churban. And really, as the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra and Chazal tell us, really, some felt you should usher bus of a yayid all year round. But, and then they said, why stop there? Don't have any more flour, because flour is done in karbanos. They don't have any fruits for the Bikurim. And the Chachamim said it's not the Zera that the Tzibor is Yochel Lamod Bo. So therefore, we do have Basav Yayin. However, for the 9 days, which is Zechel Mikdash, we're being Mis'abel over Yushalayim and on Korban HaBayis. So therefore, Kedai on Korban Bayis, for those 9 days, we stop having Basav Yayin. So the question is, what about Havdalah? So therefore, some say you give it to a katan, let him drink. But usually in the summer, Havdalah could not be between 9:30, 10 o'clock, and there aren't too many katanim up, but you don't have to go ahead and wake them up. So some say, if there's no katan, you could drink it yourself. Because Rav Meir has been, apparently, Havdalah is Yayin Shel Mitzvah. So this one is permitted to have Yayin Shel Mitzvah. So therefore, push comes to shove, the Gadol can have wine for Havdalah. Others call maybe it's better to have Chamar Medina, the drink of the town. That in general is problematic in terms of defining what is Chamar Medina. The many different opinions in terms of what is considered Chamar. Chamar Medina is definitely permitted for Havdalah. It's a question, maybe it's only permitted if there is no wine available. That's one issue, that maybe you shouldn't use Chamar Medina when there is wine or grape juice. But others say, it's another, as well, it's a question of what is Chamar Medina. Aruch HaShulchan thinks beer is Chamar Medina. Therefore, if you have beer, it's okay to make Havdalah on beer. But other drinks, maybe you shouldn't have. So that's a whole discussion among the postgim, whether you should, that you should give it to a katan, even if you're not going to give it to a katan, is it better you drink yourself or the wine, or you do it over beer? So that gets into the issue among the postgim is, do you want to be machmir in Hilchus Havdalah and therefore have wine instead of Chamar Medina, or be mako and be mako regarding the laws of the 9 days, or you want to be machmer on the 9 days and have Chamar Medina and be mako on Hilchus Havdalah? I mean, one would have thought, this is Al-Pi Svara Yishara, I would have thought anyway that Havdalah is a din d'oraisa, and according to some, and even if we pass it, it's only through Rabbanan, versus only a minig of not having wine during this period. So one would have thought that it's better to have Havdalah over wine or grape juice and be make on the 9 days. However, yesh v'yesh, different poskim go different directions. That seems to be the issue. You got to pick and choose between the mitzvah of using wine for Havdalah versus not drinking, being machmer, not drinking wine during the 9 days, and fulfilling Havdalah through Chamar Medina. So that's a discussion. Interesting. So what did the Ramah bring down? What did the Sopostim bring down? You should give it to a katan. But isn't that a problem with chinuch? You're giving a katan. He's going to grow up drinking. You have to drink the wine for Havdalah. What about when he grows up? But the real question of chinuch, they talk about a different shaila. They discuss the question of when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, or Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and it's a nidche. So what about Havdalah that Saturday night? Saturday night going into Tisha B'Av. So actually, there's three shitas in the Rishonim and the Poskim. Whether you make Havdalah, and if you do, when. So one opinion is that you don't make Havdalah at all. Or I should say Havdalah ala Yayin. Because really, as the Gemara tells us in Brachas, that was added later on when the Jews became wealthy, so they added wine to the Havdalah ala Yayin. But when you're afflicted with poverty, they never instituted Yayin. So the Pasuk says in Eicha that we're all like Aniyam on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, you say that Tachanatano in Shmoneh Esrei, but there was never an institution of Havdalah ala Yayin. And others say, you make Havdalah well, Shabbos is always Motzoi Shabbos. However, you give it to a katan to drink. You give it to someone on the bar mitzvah to drink. And we'll come back to that opinion shortly. And the way we paskin is we wait until Sunday and we make the Havdalah after Motzoi Tisha B'Av. Again, it's a discussion among the postgim. What happened to someone's a chola who al pi halacha as a chiyuv to eat on Tisha B'Av.
Satellite reception.
So the question is, would that person have to make havdalah before he ate or not? For those that we passed in, that you make the havdalah Sunday night after Tisha B'Av. So there's a sheet that brought down that you give it to a katan to drink, but the Gemara in Erevin points out when they're discussing the question of trying to get a shachiyanu on the coast on Yom Kippur, so one of the suggestions of the Gemara is, why don't you give the wine to a katan, because they want you to do it over a wine. So the Gemara answers, no, you don't want to do it over wine, because it's not good chinuch. The kid's going to grow up thinking that you drink wine on Yom Kippur, and he's going to grow up and drink wine on Yom Kippur. So the Mefarshim ask on this opinion, which says that you make havdalah Saturday and give it to a katan, why aren't we concerned with chinuch? So they point out there's a fundamental difference, a couple of them. But one is, Yom Kippur is daraisa, and it's kares. It's much more severe. Tisha B'Av is only drabanan, number one. And secondly, to do this, to make the shachiyanu over the coast on Yom Kippur, that's going to happen every year. That's going to happen every year. But when Tisha B'Av doesn't always fall out on Shabbos or on Sunday, and therefore it's only something like cry, which only happens once in a while, and therefore we're not concerned that the kid's going to grow up drinking the wine. Like there's a discussion also about drinking the wine on a tainis, let's say at a milah. At a milah, you know, who drinks and do you drink at all? The same, so sometimes you give it to a katan. So again, since you don't always, a baby's not born regularly on that day, on a yom tainis, so therefore we're not concerned the child's going to grow up and drink wine. So that's the issue by Havdalah. Different minhagim, whether you do chama medina or go wine. And lastly, on Shabbos Chazon, the Ramah brings down another minhag. The Ramah brings down the minhag of not to wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. You should wear big day chol. And the Vilna Gaon is cholek on the Ramah. He says, no way, you can wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. And in fact, this Ramah is Lishitason. The Ramah is consistent with his view with Avelos elsewhere. Because the Ramah paskins all Yud Beis Chodesh, the minhag is to wear big day chol and not big day Shabbos. And that's not our minhag. So our minhag is not to wear big day chol even on Shabbos Chazon and on Shabbos all year round during Avelos. And the minhag Ramah,
satellite reception.
And the minhag Ramah is to wear the big day chol. So what's in the kuda? What's the issue at hand here on whether you wear this machlokes between the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon on whether one wears big day Shabbos or big day chol on Shabbos Chazon? So some suggest that we know there's a concept of avelus, and the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan that there is no avelus on Yontif, because the mitzvah, the Rabbim of Simcha, beats out the private mitzvah of Avela. So we have no mitzvah on Yontif. It's a machlokes rishonim, whether you have even private Avelos on Yontif. We paskin, no. We paskin, there's no Avelos at all on Yontif. In contrast to Shabbos, we know every Shiva has a Shabbos. Every Shiva, because 7 days, and it's only a mitzvah of Oneg, it's not a mitzvah of Simcha. There's not a contradiction to have Avelos on Shabbos. Our minhag is to have Avelos Bitsina. So we have private mourning on Shabbos, but not public mourning. So Ramah is saying here that if you wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, or I should say The Vilna Gaon writes that if you wear big day, you don't wear big day Shabbos, or we, the Alamanig is, we don't wear big day Chol on Shabbos, or during on Shabbos Azon, because it will look like Avelis Bifahesia. It will look like public mourning, because you walk in with everyday clothes, it's obvious it's not the way you dress, and therefore people are going to know you're in Avelis. So why the Rama doesn't, the Rama also agrees to the concept of Avelis Bifahesia. However, if you know the Rama's time in Krakow, the point being Krakow was very poor, it was the sole city's one or two blocks. And therefore, he says that everyone was very poor. They didn't have two suits. There wasn't that much of a difference between also Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Chol. It wasn't really recognizable. So therefore, if it's not recognizable, there's no problem of wearing Big Day Chol. So the Rama, who lived in Krakow, said the minhag is to wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos Chazon as well as Kol Yud Beis Chol, because there wasn't Avelos Befehesi. It wasn't, people didn't have that second Shabbos suit, but in wealthy Vilna, of course it wasn't that wealthy like America, but relative apparently to Vilna, people had the second Shabbos suits and weekdays. So therefore, if you wore Big Day Chol, it's obvious why you did it, because you were in Avelis. And therefore, the Alam meaning is like the Vilna Gaon, not like the Ramah, that we wear our Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon, because it'd be recognizable that we're in Avelis. In fact, perhaps the issue also as well is related to this, that there's a Minig Yisrael that the Gra seems to be against, that about when we get to Lechol Dodi, we use the tune of Elit Zion and we sing it to that melody. And the Vilna Gaon apparently was against, he thought it was Avelis Bethesia, it's public mourning. So, again, Zalem Minig is that we do, well, every show is different, but if you follow Minig Agra, you understand it's the same issue. How the Minig of people do it, apparently they feel that it's not Avelis Bethesia. Maybe we use different tunes, you know, throughout the year, or etc. Therefore, maybe in those places they use the same tune the whole year. They use Kalbach or something else, and then if you're going to change it for one Shabbos, it might be Avelis Bifahesia. But those who use different tunes all the time, that perhaps would be a lesser issue. That could be also totally in this issue about, we know that we don't permit public mourning on Shabbos. We only permit private, and that's the issue of the Rama and the Vilna Gaon by Big Day Chol on Shabbos Chazon, as well as the issue of whether we do Elit Zion or not, or other things similar to in the Nusach of the Kina. So we'll have to continue more on this issue tomorrow.